Like there's a tag on you,
nor any markings.
Are you a stray?
Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured?
I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do.
Every day,
pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you're willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
About up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
Above all the luxury and the violence, in a spiral, contemplation, so caught up in the web of complication. Depression sets into motion, I'm in the bubble of a wild revolution.
Bienvenue à Paris. We are now on Wandering Rhythms, featuring an hour of music from the great city of Paris. Paname, as locals call it. Paname, P-A-N-A-M-E. It's like Panama with an E instead of an A at the end, and it's unknown where this comes from, but perhaps the controversial Panama Canal project of France, 1900s, nobody really knows, though. Paname, locals call it such. And yes, Paris, just as we know, hosted an important, keep the music flowing there, hosted the Olympics, which I believe were very well done in many ways. First time in about 100 years or something. So, yeah. Congrats to all the Olympians, winners and unwinners. It was great. It was cool to see, especially Vancouver, win the very first and perhaps last breakdancing competition, or on the men's side. That is John Wizard's a band. Phil Wizard out of Vancouver here, so representing Van City, best breakdancer in the world right now. That's amazing. So yes, congrats to Phil and all the other great athletes of the Olympics. Yes, so Paris. We're gonna feature music. Yeah, you've seen the city throughout the Olympics if you watched them. And now we'll hear music that's, you know, local stuff that locals would probably listen to rather than stuff you would find on the Olympics, let's say. And we started with the artist that is still going right now, Léon Phal, P-H-A-L, saxophonist, my bad. Saxophonist. There's trumpet on here as well, but yes, he plays saxophone, and we heard the song called Idila featuring K.O.G. Who is K.O.G.? I don't know, but I think he's rapping in an African language. You heard some English in there as well. And yeah, jazz, of course, huge in all the big cities, and certainly in Paris. So Paris, just for reference, ninth biggest city in Europe, about 19 million people in the greater Parisian area, and the city itself has just over 2 million. So, yeah, like the Olympics didn't represent the burbs very strongly, more so the big city of Paris, right in the middle of it all. But, yeah, we'll hear some artists from the suburbs as well. So we're going to move on next with the North African side of Paris. Huge population of Arabic people, French, Arabic-speaking, mixed linguistically, but yes, the Maghreb, as they call it in French. So, yes, North Africa, with of course, the colonial connection to France, and with many, many people in a huge community in Paris specifically. So we're going to hear from this Paris-based French-Algerian collective called Acid Arab, and this is featuring Sofiane Saidi. This came out last year. It's called Layla on Wandering Rhythms. And yes, we are planning to see many, many, many sides of Paris, all the different cultures. Not all, but representing, yeah, a lot of the main ones. So here we go. From Algeria, by way of Paris, Acid Arab on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
les arbustes, les cafards, les cochons, les abeilles, les mollusques, les oiseaux, les gaillards, les chevaux, les églises, les portables, les musiques, les tableaux, les bouquins, les ruisseaux, les limaces, les cascades, les poissons, les maisons, les sculptures, les montagnes, les musées, les usines, les lagons, les avions, les bateaux, les écoles, les piscines, les ordi, les photos et tout ce qu'il y avait dessus.
Qu'en avez-vous fait? Les dessins, les soldats, les consoles, les costumes, les histoires, les cahiers, les carnets, les messages, les colliers, les cadeaux, les secrets et les projets que vous aviez.
yeah, Wandering Rhythms here in Paris, and we just heard from Limousine. Yes, Limousine is a city in France, but it's also a band from Paris, and they've been around for many years now. They were active back in 2009 when I was in Paris. I saw them play, and yeah, that's from their most recent album called Hula Hoop. Came out in 2023. We heard the song Helios. And this is them. Also, they do featurings with rappers. Okay, maybe not the best choice for background music, I admit. That's probably better. Yes, still Limousine in the background. And before Limousine, we heard from... we heard from Jacques. So Jacques made his name as a bit of a YouTube celebrity. He made these live videos of him playing with this amazing stuff happening in the background. Multiple versions of himself at the same time. He's a bit of, an editing wizard. And what was the song? Radio? The song that made him famous? Yeah, Dans la Radio. Yeah, that's a crazy video. It came out in 2017. Dans la Radio, in the radio, by Jacques, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Jacques. So anyways, now he's become more of a recording musician. Now he's, you know, made his name. So from his most recent album, 2022, called L'Importance du Vide, The Importance of Space or Nothingness, we heard Quand avez-vous fait? And yeah, very eccentric. Even though his music is super catchy, it's experimental and weird, and that's really, I guess, simply what I love about French music. It's always unique, but easy on the ears as well, in general. And actually, now that I'm on the topic, really, it's my time spent in Paris that inspired this program, because when I was there, actually, SFU student, an exchange at Sciences Po Paris, a school there, I discovered that there's all this music that's very accessible, whether it's rock or hip-hop or whatever, reggae. It's just because it's in French, generally you wouldn't hear it here, at least in Western Canada or in much of the world. So I realized, like, there's so much music that deserves to be played, and that's part of the reason why I did this radio show, simply because, like, well, discovered so much cool French music when I was in France. So anyways, thank you to Paris and all the people there for helping open me up to new sounds. So yes, we heard some oddball French music there, Jacques. And before that, we started the set with Acid Arab. A little shout out to the Maghreb region of Africa, the North Africa region, mostly French speaking, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. Of course, yeah, the French... Arabic connection is huge. So we heard, yes, Acid Arab, a collective Algerian French musicians, and that song featured Sofiane Saidi. It was called Layla, with the flute. I don't know which flute exactly, the Ney perhaps, N-E-Y. Yeah, there you go, some flute and some banging electronic beats, always good combo. And what shall we hear next? How about we take a trip to Chateau Rouge in northeastern Paris. So Chateau Rouge is the official, unofficial, I don't know, but it's known as the African region of the city of Paris. So a lot of bands, a lot of nightclubs, a lot of African culture. Of course, French Africa is a huge, huge assortment of different countries, but I'd say specifically Congolese musicians, Beninese, Côte d'Ivoire, etc. So, yes, this band's called Bantu Mental, and this is their self-titled album. It came out in 2019, and this is their homage to their neighborhood, the neighborhood of Chateau Rouge, just Red Castle, which is the name of a metro station, and, yes, a community in Paris. So here is Chateau Rouge by Bantu Mental on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
You make me feel Bye.